Hey there, amazing humans. This is Sienna Cruz, and welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about navigating the ups and downs of mental health. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, yet often misunderstood. Vulnerability. Ever felt like putting on a brave face was more important than actually letting your emotions out? Like sharing your struggles would make you weak or somehow less worthy? Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But here's the thing, true strength comes from embracing our vulnerabilities, not hiding them away. It's like this. Think of a cactus. That spiky exterior is its way of protecting itself, right? But beneath those thorns lies a tender heart, a delicate core that needs care and attention. That's kind of how it is with us humans, too. We build these walls, these defenses, to protect ourselves from getting hurt. But sometimes, those walls become so high, they trap us inside, making it hard to connect with others and truly heal. So today, let's break down why vulnerability is crucial for mental health recovery, and how you can start embracing it in your own life. Firstly, vulnerability allows us to build genuine connections. Think about it, when we open up to someone, share our fears or insecurities, it creates a bond of trust and understanding. It says, hey, I'm human too, with flaws and imperfections. And the beauty is those connections can become our lifeline during tough times. Secondly, vulnerability allows us to ask for help when we need it. Remember, asking for support isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness. It takes courage to admit that we need a hand, but doing so can be incredibly liberating. You know, sometimes the hardest part isn't battling depression itself, it's the feeling of isolation, like you're carrying this weight alone. But when you reach out, you realize you're not alone in this journey. Thirdly, vulnerability allows us to process our emotions more effectively. Bottling things up only makes them fester and grow. When we allow ourselves to feel sadness, anger, fear, we give ourselves permission to heal. It's like letting the sun shine in after a long storm. And lastly, embracing vulnerability helps us cultivate self-compassion. We all make mistakes, stumble, and fall sometimes. But when we can be kind and understanding with ourselves, instead of beating ourselves up, it makes healing so much easier. It's like giving yourself a warm hug and saying, hey, I got this. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling with anxiety for years. She keeps everything bottled up, afraid to show her vulnerabilities. But one day, she attends a support group and shares her story. To her surprise, she finds solace in knowing that others understand what she's going through. She realizes she's not alone in this journey. Sarah starts practicing self-compassion, acknowledging her struggles without judgment. She learns to ask for help when needed and slowly begins to break down the walls she built around herself. Sarah's story is just one example of how embracing vulnerability can be a powerful catalyst for healing and growth. It's not about being weak or letting people walk all over you, it's about showing up authentically, connecting with others on a deeper level, and allowing yourself to be seen, flaws and all. So today, challenge yourself to take one small step towards embracing vulnerability. Maybe it's sharing your feelings with someone you trust, joining a support group, or simply practicing self-compassion. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. And by opening up, you allow the light of healing to shine through. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on vulnerability? Have you ever found strength in letting go of control and allowing yourself to be seen? Share your stories and experiences with me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Surviving and Thriving in Depression for daily doses of inspiration and support. Until next time, keep shining brightly.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.